Okay. Okay. Coming, 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 coming. Ah, it's Liz. Hey.
I know. Long time. Yeah, no. Your timing is perfect, actually. I just finished putting in a batch of cookies, and I set the timer, so got at least, 10 to 15 minutes. I'm all yours. What's up? What's doing? What? There's no special occasion. What do you mean? What, I can't make cookies? It has not been that long since I've baked anything. Okay, I remember that amazing butter pecan rum cake that I made at Christmas? Yeah, don't... Oh shit, you're right, that was like... Was that really 3 years ago? Oh my gosh. Okay, fine, maybe you're right. It has been longer than I thought since I've baked anything, but nope, there's no particular reason. I just woke up. Can't a girl just wake up on a Sunday morning and feel like making cookies? Oh my God. Liz, I know you're my best friend, but having someone who knows you this well is kind of a pain in the ass. You see right through me. Okay, fine. It's not a big deal. I'll explain, but... Okay, so you remember how my daughter has been dating that guy? Yeah. Yeah, the cutie. I know. He's such a sweetheart. Yeah, I told you all about him. So, I overheard her on the phone. And she's planning on breaking up with him today. Yeah, I know. She's my daughter, but sometimes I think she's the spawn of Satan. She's a bitch. I'm sorry. Don't tell anyone I said that, okay? I can only say stuff like that to you, but my daughter is a fucking bitch. And I mean, this boy is completely enamored with her. He just dotes on her and... He's such a sweetheart. I really just think she's a complete idiot for breaking up with him. Yeah, and nothing happened. No, there's no particular reason. No, she's just bored of him. I swear that's what she said. I don't know who the hell she was talking to, and I don't care. One of her little catty bitch cheerleading friends. Point is, she's breaking up with him. He's on his way over here. He's probably going to be here in the next, 10 minutes. And the poor guy has no idea what's coming. I feel terrible. My heart goes out to him. And so I just thought, I don't know, I guess I just thought maybe making him some cookies would help ease the pain, make him feel better. Is that dumb? Okay, fine. I know. Cookies are not going to mend a broken heart, but what else can I do, right? It's the least that I can do. I mean, she's my daughter. I don't know where I went wrong, but... Well, what else would you suggest? Okay, so, well, if not cookies, I mean, I did think about brownies, or I thought about making, a banana chocolate chip cake. A what? A blowjob? What the hell is a blowjob from who? From me? Oh, yeah. Okay, because I'm going to give my daughter's ex-boyfriend a blowjob to help him feel better. What pornos are you watching? God. Your imagination, Liz. You would not. You are such a slut. Oh, my gosh. I'm sure you have some great new story to tell me about your slutty adventures. No, I'm not changing the subject. I just think we're done talking about this. There's nothing else to say. I made him cookies, and he's going to be upset, and I'll comfort him, and then he'll... No, I'm not going to comfort him that way. What is... Oh, my God. You're like a one-track mindless. Oh. It has not been that long since I've gotten any action. There was that date. You remember which one. There was that date with that guy, like, a year ago. I will have you know that I'm doing just fine. Me and my toys are doing just fine, okay? I don't... No, it would be completely inappropriate. I didn't say I wasn't attracted to him. No, I mean, he's very cute, but there's no... It has nothing to do with that. He would have absolutely no interest in... I mean, you've seen my daughter. She was on her high school cheerleading team, for Christ's sakes. I mean, she's skinny, tiny, and like 80 pounds soaking wet. Okay, I'm exaggerating, but if a boy likes a girl like that, he's not gonna like her mom. Oh, really? The dick doesn't care? You are so crass, my God. Well, I think that's just a really bad idea, and I wish you hadn't put it in my head, because now when I'm giving him his cookies, I'm instead going to be thinking about giving him a blowjob, and that's all thanks to you. Stop laughing. It's not funny. This is real life. This is my life, okay? I'm glad you find it so amusing. Oh, shit. Hold on. That's the door. Okay, just hold on one sec. I've got to let him in, okay? I'll be right back. Hey, come on in. Oh, you can go right on upstairs. Yeah, she's up in her bedroom. She's waiting for you. She said to send you right up. Okay, go on up. Hey, Liz, you there? Yeah, hold on. Wait till I hear the door close, the bedroom door close. He just went up to see her. I just keep thinking dead man walking. Oh, I feel so bad for him. Can you imagine? It's not like they've been fighting or anything. He really just has no clue what he's walking into. Okay, well, when he comes back downstairs, I'm gonna have to go. No, I'm going to have to go because I'm going to give him the cookies, not give him a blowjob. Freaking woman, you are ridiculous. Okay. No, just tell me what you did last night. Distract me a little bit, because otherwise I'm going to tiptoe upstairs and eavesdrop on my daughter breaking this poor boy's heart. This is not more interesting to talk about. I'm sure that you went to some, like, wild and crazy sex party last night or something. I'm sure there's tons of things for you to tell me about. You stayed home and you watched a movie? Oh, that's what I did. Yeah. No, it wasn't that. Oh, shit. Oh my God, I think they're done already. Okay, I gotta go. He's coming downstairs. Bye. I'll call you after. Bye. Hey, are you okay, sweetie? Oh, no, it's okay. You don't have to leave right away. You don't want to look at me even. Oh, honey, are you trying not to cry? Oh, sweetie. Okay, can come sit on the couch with me for a second, okay? It's okay. Oh, it's okay to cry. It's okay. Come here. Let me hold you. It's okay. You can rest your head on me and you can cry. Oh my gosh. I hope you don't mind if I stroke your hair a little bit. It's my bitch daughter always found that comforting. Sorry. Yeah, I did just say that. She just broke up with you, huh? I'm so sorry, sweetie. I don't know what to say. I have no way to explain her. I wish I understood her better, but I want you to know that this isn't your fault. No, there isn't anything that you could have done differently or better or anything like that. She's just not at that place in her life where, you know, she can commit to one boy. That isn't helping, is it? I'm sorry. Oh, I know how much you liked her. I don't really know why you liked her besides the fact that she's hot and popular. And okay, I guess that's why, because she's hot and popular. Okay, well, regardless, the point is, this isn't going to be much of a consolation now, but I want you to know that I think my daughter's an idiot for breaking up with you. Yeah, I do. You are such a sweetheart. Such a sweet boy, and no, you're not unattractive. No, you are such a cutie. No, this is, oh my gosh, she really did a number on your self-esteem, hasn't she? Okay, look at me. You are a wonderful boy, and girls your age, they don't necessarily find themselves wanting to be with nice guys. I know that that's it's terrible, it's a hard truth, but they just don't appreciate it yet. And a lot of times it's not until a girl is in her like late 20s or 30s that she starts to realize and see that a nice guy is the way to go. And not only that, that there's so much more to a nice guy. Yeah. No, I know you're not just about, you know, being a sweetheart. In fact, in my experience, I have always found that the nice guys and the nice girls are usually the ones who have a little bit more of a hidden depth to them. And, well, you know, girls your age are just not going to appreciate that. No, I'm not saying you shouldn't date until you're in your late 20s. My gosh. I'm just saying it's something to keep in mind. If you fall for a girl who's around your age right now, or even a little bit younger, they're just some of... it's not a hard and a fast rule, okay? Some of them are going to appreciate you, but a lot of them may not, and all you could do is enjoy the time that you have with them and just know that you're going to be okay. Yes, your heart will go on. I can't believe I just quoted Celine Dion in Titanic. My God, I'm so old. Oh, it's okay. Oh, let me wipe those tears away. Do you want a tissue? Oh, actually, I made you some cookies. Here, let me go get them. Yep, they're actually that looks like the oven timer is about to go off. Timing is perfect. Let me just take them out and I promise you're gonna be okay. You have so much to offer, girl, okay? I mean, if I were my daughter, I would never have considered breaking up with you. And I was shocked when I found out that that's what she was going to do. But here we go. I'm just going to put them on this plate and we'll put them in front of us. And they should be cool in the next few minutes and I can send them home with you, okay? And I think that at some point in her life, she's going to look back and she's going to realize that she made a mistake with the... What? Oh! Oh my gosh. Oh God, they're everywhere. Oh no, 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 no. Oh, I'm so sorry. The cookies are all over your lap. Okay. Oh, no, 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 no. Don't stand up. Stay there, please, because if you stand up, you're going to get crumbs all over the couch and they're going to get into the cushions and onto the floor. And no, just stay there and I'm going to... Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm just going to move the cookies off your lap and brush the crumbs off right back onto the tray. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. There we go. Just a few more crumbs. Oh. No, it's okay. You don't. You're blushing. It's okay. I mean, it's perfectly normal for a boy to get an erection when someone is touching his crotch. I am so sorry. This is really awkward. Anyways, we'll just pretend that didn't happen. I'm feeling a little strange sitting back down next to you. But that's okay. I mean, I know that that was just your penis reacting to being touched. I mean, it has nothing to do with it. It could have been anyone. Probably could have been, a man doing that, and you still would have gotten an erect. Oh, okay, no, that's not what I'm. Wow. It's not going away. Why is it not going away? I'm sorry, I know I shouldn't be looking at it. It's just, it's so, there. I am. What was I saying? Right, I was just saying that you're a sweetie, and any girl would be lucky to have you. Is it getting bigger? I'm sorry, I can't stop looking. Is it more than just the fact that I was brushing crumbs off your crotch? Are you aroused because I'm complimenting you? Yeah. I guess erections can be mysterious sometimes. Oh, really? Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I had no idea that my house coat had fallen open and you could see my cleavage. Oh, wow. So, seeing my cleavage also gave you that erection? Really? No, I mean, I guess I'm just a little surprised because you were so into my daughter and she doesn't really have much going on in the whole boobalage department. Oh. Well, I mean, the dick doesn't lie. He likes what he likes, right? Wow, I can't believe I just said that in front of you. Now I'm getting really embarrassed. Do you want me to just wrap up your cookies and take them so you can take them home? Or, I mean, maybe there's something else I could do to help you feel better right now. This okay? That I'm putting my hand on your leg and running it up and down. It's up to. Oh, that's really hard. The lump in your pants. I can practically see the whole outline of it. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know what's come over me. I just. Yeah. Well, if you think it would help make you feel better. Goodness. did you get to be such a good kisser? You can touch me, you know. Here, take your hand and put it on my my breasts. That feels nice. Oh my gosh, you're kissing my neck. That's my weak spot. That feels nice. Oh my gosh. Oh my god, I could practically feel you throbbing through your pants. Oh, this is so wrong. This is... Oh, but I just want to make you feel better. Is this going to make you feel better? Yeah? Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, really squeeze my tits. Where's your hand going? Sweetie, I know I'm sitting here in my short little house coat, and I'm only wearing a nightie underneath, but I don't know if you should rub me there. Rub me there. Yeah, I know the crotch of my panties is really wet. That's that happened when we started kissing. I got so turned on. Oh, I just felt a little gush of juices. Oh, that feels good. Why do you want me to stand up? Why? Take my panties off? No. Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay, well, hold on. I want to tell you something. And actually, while I tell it to you, I want you to stand up. I want you to take your cock out. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes, take it out. Take it out. I want to hold it in my hands and stroke it while I tell you this. Wow. You're so hard. Let me hold it and... it feels so good in my hand. Does this feel nice? When I stroke up and down like this? Yeah. Let me just get it a little bit wetter. Yeah, just use some of my saliva and mix it with your pre-cum to... yeah, oh, I love that sound. That nice, wet, happy, fappy sound. Before, when you wanted me to take my panties off, were you planning on going down on me? You were, huh? Oh, fuck. Yeah, I would normally never just assume that kind of thing, but, you know, all those times when you've been up in my daughter's room with the door closed, you know, a lot of those times I kind of maybe overheard what was happening in there. Oh, don't be embarrassed. No. My daughter is very, she's very vocal. She's very animated when something is being done to her that feels good. And yeah, every time I heard her reactions to when you were going down on her. She really, really liked it, didn't she? Yeah, you must be really, really, really good at licking pussy. And believe me, sweetie, there's very little that I like more than having my pussy licked, and it's been a really long time, but, oh, I would like that very much, but I couldn't help but also kind of figure out, maybe guess that all those times that you were with her up there, it seemed like, and correct me if I'm wrong, it seemed like maybe you were going down on her a lot. She was having a lot of orgasms, but I mean, did she ever return the favor? Because I never heard her stop moaning. It was always just nonstop her. Oh, she would jerk you off, give you a hand job sometimes. Is that it? Really? So you're telling me she never sucked on this cock right here. This hard, beautiful cock that's throbbing in my hands. She never gave you a blowjob? Oh my god. No, sweetie, that will not do. No, I am going to make up for what my daughter did not give you. I mean, maybe you enjoy being the one who always is giving. I mean, I'm a giver too. It feels good when you can make someone else feel good, but all that time you were together and she never blew you even once, that is not okay. No, a healthy relationship is about give and take. It's about back and forth, and more importantly, this cock right here deserves to be sucked, and I am going to worship your cock. Just give it little kisses first. Does that feel nice? Yeah, does my tongue feel nice on the head of your cock? Oh my god, I can't wait. I need to put it in my mouth. Does that feel good? Having your ex-girlfriend's mom's soft pillowy lips wrapped around the shaft of your dick. Oh, you sound so good when you let out little moans and groans like that. Go ahead. Yeah, thrust up into my mouth, sweetie. You can put your hands in my hair, too. Just use my mouth to make yourself feel good. Oh,
fuck.
Oh, so deep. No, I love it. I love it. I love it. I want you to take out all your frustration with my daughter on me. Yeah. Yeah, she's such a bitch for never sucking your cock, isn't she? What would she think if she knew that you were downstairs with your cock inside her mother's mouth? And what would she think if she knew that in a minute you're gonna be downstairs with your cock inside her mother's pussy? You want to, don't you? Don't you want to fuck your ex-girlfriend's mother? Huh? Yeah? You want to put that cock deep inside my cunt? Yeah? Sit back. Let me take this house coat off. And wow, that's a really good face. What, you like my little nightie? Yeah, just because I'm home all alone on a Saturday night doesn't mean that I can't wear something cute and sexy that makes me feel good. Yeah, I love this little nightie. The satin and the lace and how it dips low and all my cleavage is always spilling out. I'm just gonna straddle you now. Fuck. Can't believe I'm about to ride my daughter's ex-boyfriend's cock on the couch. I don't think she's gonna be able to hear us because she's got the door closed to her room and she's got the music playing, you know, how loud she blasts that music. And if she opens the door, then we will hear the difference because it'll suddenly, the music's going to get much louder. And if she turns off the music, we'll definitely hear the difference because it's going to be much quieter. And I think you should just kiss me to make me stop talking already, because if I keep trying to justify... Oh yeah, just squeeze my tits like that. Give me your hand. Take your fingers and slide them down here. I want you to feel. Oh, do you feel how wet you made me? Oh, fuck. Do you feel how turned on I am by your. By you and by. From sucking your cock. Oh, yeah. I want that fucking cock inside me now. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I'm rubbing my cunt up and down. Your cock. Before. Sliding it in. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God, this is my favorite position. Do you know that? Yeah. Oh, riding a hard cock on the couch. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, you get so deep. Oh, you hit my G-spot and... Oh, yeah. Yeah, suck on my tits. Oh, suck on my big... huge fucking tits, Willie. Bounce on your cock. Yeah, I know they are so big, aren't they? One of them's practically the size of your friggin' head. Oh, you look so cute with my nipple in your mouth. Oh, you look so happy. Oh, am I making you happy, baby? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
my hard nipples and my tight, wet cunt. I'm making you happy. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, oh. Sweet boy, like you should always be happy. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, thrust up into me. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. 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 Oh. 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 Oh, my God. You're going to make me come already? Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Fuck. Fuck, I'm gonna come on my daughter's ex-boyfriend's cock. Yes. Kiss me. Oh, I'm too loud. I'm too loud. Oh, fuck. Oh my God. Oh God. Oh fuck. Oh my God. That's the first orgasm I've had from a real cock in I don't know how many years. Oh fuck. Yes. Oh God. You know, I really didn't plan this. I really was just going to give you the cookies. Oh fuck, yes. Right there, right there. Yes. Fuck. Pound my cunt right there, right there. Right. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, oh. I know this should probably be a one-time thing, but now that I've had you inside me, I don't... Oh, God. I don't know if I'm going to be able to not do this again. Oh, yeah, grab my ass. Grab my ass. Let me lift it up and... Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. You like seeing me bouncing on your cock, huh? Yeah? Did my daughter bounce on your cock like this? No, I bet she didn't. I bet she just lied there like a fucking princess. God. Tell me I'm better lay than her. Yeah. Yeah. Is this the best fuck you've ever had? Oh, fuck, because I think, oh, God, your cock feels better in me than anything I've ever held before. Oh, God, yes. You know, I don't want you to pull out. I want you to flood my cunt with your cum. Yes, I do. Fuck, yes. Yes, right. I do. I want to feel you filling up my pussy. Yes, leave me with something to play with when you leave me behind. I want to play with all the cum that you fill me up with. I'm going to rub my pussy with it and make myself cum again and again, thinking about your dick slamming into my cum. Yes. Yeah, come for me. Come fill me up. Yeah, fill me up, fill me up, fill me up. Yes. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna milk the fucking cum out of your balls. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. So much cum. Oh, God, I feel it. I feel it dripping out. Oh, I need to taste it. Fuck. Oh, fuck, it's so hot tasting myself on your dick. Let me kiss you again. Yeah, kiss me. Oh, shit.
used to. Oh, that felt so good. Oh, I'm sorry. You're not sorry, really? Oh. Okay, well, if you're not sorry, then I'm not sorry either. You're still squeezing my tits. It's so cute. Oh my god, she's been in her room this whole time. I can't believe we were just downstairs, and she probably has no idea. Oh my god, she can't ever know. Okay, please. No, you can't tell anyone that you fucked your ex-girlfriend's mom, okay? Please. I mean, if you need to tell someone, just, like, go on Reddit or something. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Go on Reddit. Tell strangers. But please don't tell anyone, you know, in real life, okay? Because I want to keep doing it. And, I mean, if you want to. Yeah. Yeah, you want to fuck me again? Well, I mean, I'm free tonight if you want to pick me up. You can take me for dinner, quote unquote. No, I don't actually want you to take me for dinner. I just, you'll pick me up and then we'll find, like, a parking lot and... Oh, God, and I'll suck your cock in the car, and... Yeah, does that sound good? Oh, your mind must be, like, going in overdrive right now. That's a lot that's happened to you in the past hour. Oh, my gosh. But hopefully... You feel better, right? Okay. Good. I know I feel a lot better than I did an hour ago. I told you my daughter is an idiot and she never should have broken up with you because now I'm going to be enjoying that talented mouth of yours and this cock. Okay, well, do you still want those cookies? Even though some of them fell, they just fell into your lap. I'll put them in a Tupperware for you and you can take them home. You're welcome. It's my pleasure.